Why, God, why? When, God, when? Why, God, why? When, God, when? God knows things, and he's going to do what he wants to when he wants to, and he doesn't tell us a lot of things, because if we thought we knew everything, then we wouldn't trust him. He wants us to trust. He wants us to trust when we don't understand. He wants us to trust when it makes no sense at all. He wants us to trust when it seems so unfair. He wants us to trust when it's hurting so bad we can't stand it. He just wants to hear one thing out of us: God, I trust you. I know that you love me. I trust you. I don't know what you're going to do, but I know you're going to do something, and I am not going to worry about it. Think I'll just get a little suntan today, and I'm talking about the S-O-N sun. Just stay in the presence of God and let the sun of righteousness shine on me. Make the devil mad, stay happy while he throws his best shot. Amen? Let me ask you a question. Is the way you're handling your problems solving them? Half of the time, we figure and figure and reason and figure, and then we think we got something figured out, and then find out later we didn't know a thing. Worry is like sitting in a rocking chair all day long. Just keeps you busy all day. Oh, God, what can I do? I don't know what to do. God, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? Oh, God, what do you want me to do? And you know, the thing is, at the end of the day, you haven't gone anywhere. You've been busy all day, but you haven't made any progress. I think about the only thing that can ever stop us from worrying is finally doing it long enough that we get a revelation. You know what? This really isn't doing any good. I mean, when I teach people, I don't like to just say, don't do this, don't do that. I like to try to tell you how, or, you know, a way that you can apply these messages. And I've thought about this worry thing a lot. And God, what can I tell people to get them to stop worrying? And I really believe that most of the time, you just have to do it long enough until you get so fed up with it that you finally realize this is not helping me or anybody else, and I am just not going to do it anymore. Otherwise, you'll probably just keep doing it and keep hearing messages that say, don't worry, until you finally realize, what good's it doing? Let's go to Matthew 28, 18. I'm going to try to cover just a few of what I would say might be some of the most important alls in the Bible. And this one is about the power that God has and the power that is available to us as believers in Jesus Christ. It amazes me how the devil wants us to have a mindset of weakness. I can't do that. I can't do that. That's too much for me. Oh, no, I'm not ready for that. Oh, I can't do that. Oh, no, I don't know how to do that. But we are equipped with the same power that raised Christ from the dead. Do you know that? Now, come on, I don't want to just be preachy today. I want you to understand me. We are equipped. You have. Not you might have, you could have, someday maybe you will have if you try hard enough. But if you have sincerely received Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you believe that he lives in you, then the power that raised Christ from the dead is also in you. So just get over the I can'ts and the buts, and I can't. Like I said last night, I heard a girl say this week, miracles come in cans. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Matthew 28, Jesus approached and breaking the silence said to them, all authority.